Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We do have Top 5 Tuesday coming up momentarily. Mike is handling this one. Top 5 candy bars.
Well, let me just say, because I've already gotten some questions, it's Top 5 Halloween confections. Let me just throw that out there.
Can who?
Confection.
What's that word mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Does that mean your list had something that we would have questioned, so you had to go back and
for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I've already gotten. I got Bing on my phone over here, and he's going, "Well, you better not include that one." Mm. And I'm going, "Well, okay, fair, but confection is the word." Okay.
I'm with Bo. I also don't know what the word.
Confection
means.
is a treat. It's a dish or a delicacy made with sweet ingredients.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A treat.
There you go.
Did Bing Tater use that word? Because I don't think he knows what that word means either.
Do you not go trick or confectioning?
Nope.
Oh no. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
All right, that'll be coming up in a moment. But right now, we've got a lot of openings in college football, head coaching position specifically. And Andy Staples of On3 ranked the top 12 head coaching jobs.
Okay.
All right. So coming in 12th place, Kent State, 11th UAB, 10th Colorado State, 9th Oregon State, 8th is Stanford, 7th is UCLA. Any ideas at what the top 6 might be?
Well, I mean, I don't know in what order, but obviously Penn State, LSU, Florida. What else are we dealing with?
Arkansas? Is that
Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Virginia Tech. That would be it, right?
Yeah.
So what would you rank them? So he has them as the number one is LSU, second is Florida, third Penn State, fourth Arkansas, fifth Virginia Tech, and then Oklahoma State. What would you rank them, though, personally?
I think that Oklahoma State should be where Arkansas is, because I think Oklahoma State is a job – personally, that with the money that program has, it's got money. Okay, let's not beat around the bush. They've had a lot of private funding. I would put them ahead of Arkansas, basically mainly because I haven't seen this money that Arkansas supposedly has roll into the football side. In fact, they said that when Sam Pittman was fired, the AD openly said it. So I would put that there. I would put Arkansas. Probably ahead of Tech, although I think they're very interchangeable. I think there's more money at Arkansas if it would actually be funneled into the football program. Penn State is absolutely three. As good of a job as I think it is, and as much money as they're paying on this buyout and everything, I don't think the allure of that job is better than LSU or Florida. I actually tend to have LSU at one. And Florida at two.
Yeah.
And the reason is because there's a riddle at Florida right now and nobody can figure it out. And I can't believe that it's constantly bad hires. I mean, McElwain had a couple SEC championship games I thought he overcoached the teams and he never really got the recruiting thing. Dan Mullen, for whatever reason, was hinting at not wanting to be there, and then he just kind of stopped recruiting at one point, but it was a phenomenal. And Muschamp he couldn't get the right OC. We've talked about that with Rusty, you know. So whatever it is, there's a riddle there that hasn't been figured out. Les Miles, Nick Saban won a title at LSU. Les Miles won a title at LSU. Ed Orgeron won a title at LSU.
And then, Tigers.
And then, thank you, Coach. And then Brian Kelly failed for whatever reason. So that tells me if you go to LSU, you embrace the – Jacob Hester had a tweet. I know I've been long-winded. I'll let you get to it. But Jacob Hester had a tweet, who I respect a lot, had played there, won a national title there, and he's in and somebody was talking about how coaches embraced it. And it was like Saban loved the tradition at LSU. Les Miles loved it most of the time. Ed Orgeron absolutely loved it every bit of the time. And then Hester goes, Les Miles loved this program and the energy around it a lot more than people realize. My point is, if you go there and embrace the people there and the culture of that program, you win. You get money, all the resources, and you can go in there. And back in the day, you could recruit the state, and you will win a title there.
Yeah, I don't think there would be any argument for most people that LSU is number one on that list. I think they're a top five job in the country. I think we do have to start to try to understand what the new era is, though, in terms of, you know, good situation, bad situation. Because I do think that Virginia Tech gets a leg up probably on Arkansas and Oklahoma State for me simply because of recruiting territory. But then I also look at it and I'm like, what does that even matter anymore? If you've got enough money at a place like Arkansas or Oklahoma State, you can make that happen. And I think that that is why it's kind of hard to dissect which jobs are good, which jobs are bad. You really have to have invoices here and receipts for the boosters to know which ones that you can kind of toy with. And the good news for some of these programs is you can flip a program in 1 year. The bad news is it might not always lead to longevity. Look at Florida State. I mean, there's always going to be issues there. And I think you're right about LSU. I think you're right about Florida. And I think you're right about Penn State, because the money that comes from the TV contracts and those conferences, once you move on from that and look at the situations, I think it's a little bit more tough.
Well, I've seen the money rolling to Stillwater. We've seen it. Okay. T Boone Pickens has obviously passed away, but he put billions into that program. I don't know where the money's coming from at Vitek.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of hearing about how much money is at Arkansas between the Jerry Jones, the Clintons, Jimmy Johnson was obviously a player there, the Walton family. All this money, the Walton family alone could fund. I mean, hell, don't they own the Broncos these days or some of them?
Yeah, big chunk of them.
So where's the money at? Because Sam Pittman's AD fired him and said he didn't get any resources here financially to be a top program.
Yeah.
So where's the money at Arkansas? Where's it coming from? I don't understand.
It looks like it's going to Sean Payton. As always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Top five Halloween confections. All right, stick with me. I'm not going to allow y'all to take over with questions about subcategories on this list. All right, so top five Halloween confections. All right, I had to dig deep in the dictionary to make sure that I didn't have to throw out all the other words that come associated with these.
I've never even heard that word before, all right. Confection.
All right, you got it. All right, so that's what it is. And what I've done is I've pulled up a couple of these commercials for these confections, and I've got Dylan to play a little cut, and I'm going to make y'all try to guess which one these are based off of the cut.
Oh, all right,
Dylan,
this.
Are you ready to go? All right, so we'll start with number five, Dylan.
Number five.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, let's go.
Yay!
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yes.
Break me off a piece of
that Kit Kat bar.
That's good enough.
I go ahead
and
say it.
That's number five.
It's too low.
Number five. Too low.
Kit Kat.
Wow.
Kit Kat's top three in my house.
Wow. All right, Dylan, you ready for this? Let's move on.
Number four.
Number four.
Cookies with smooth caramel and chocolate.
Oh, Twix.
Milky Way.
Twix.
Oh, Milky Way doesn't Twix. Have a cookie.
Yeah.
Milky Way. Oh, Twix.
That's not it.
Also available in peanut butter.
There you go.
Good job.
Am I good on that one? That one up, down.
It's good.
Kit Kat. I would put Kit Kat above a Twix, but I
wow.
Do, I like Twixes. Okay, they were a taste that came later, a little bit later. I started liking them later. Okay. Like them, but Kit Kat's above them.
All right.
Crispy wafer, good.
I feel very comfortable having Kit Kat, then Twix right here. Actually, I feel very comfortable with this entire list. Okay. These confections, these Halloween confections.
Your list.
Yeah.
I think Rice Krispie Treat is going to be on there.
Let's do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 3.
Mike, come on!
Mike, what's your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Hey, Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Allie got it. Allie got it. It was Snickers. She knew that one.
Eat a Snickers.
I was hoping you'd do.
Better?
Better.
Hey, I'm open!
Yeah, good stuff.
That hurt.
Number I was kind of hoping you would go, great googly moogly. Hey, that looks great, man, but who are the chefs?
Oh, no, Snickers. And I know that the argument from – I think Snickers is, like, by far the most popular candy bar / confection that there is.
I think it should be higher up there. And then your
three?
Life changes when you try the Snickers ice cream bar.
That's true.
That's true. Oh, no way. You are so right. Dude, they used to have them on the charter. The Snickers, remember, you were playing when they had the Snickers ice cream bars on the flights to the games. I used to get one to and from every road game. They don't have no more.
Y'all triggered a core memory for Bo right there, man.
I love those Snickers ice cream bars. My favorite ice cream bar, the Snickers one. So good.
I don't know, the Oreos, ice cream sandwiches. That's another conversation for another day. All right, here we are. Number 5, Kit Kat. Number 4, Twix. Number 3, Snickers. We good so far? Dylan, let it ride.
Now.
Number 2.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
What is that?
Sometimes
you don't.
It can't be a nut or butter, can it? No.
I'm disappointed in y'all.
Yeah.
What is it, Dylan?
This is crazy.
I mean, I can't say it. I know what it is.
He knows. I was going to say.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
He's already got the answer. I'm going to ruin the surprise.
Is it a payday? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
All right. 5 seconds.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Come on. Y'all know this song. This is unbelievable.
I hear the song.
All right, Dylan.
What is it?
Play the rest.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
cured. Don't even start with me, man.
Disgusting. Doesn't belong on the list.
Bo, put some respect on Almond Joy's name right now.
It took everything I had not to put Almond Joy at number one.
No.
And Mike, if you would have, I would have been right there with you, bro. I ride hard for Almond Joy. I love Almond Joy.
I'm just telling y'all.
No.
This is when.
Allie, you too?
I will confiscate my kid's Halloween bag on Friday night.
Yeah, because your kid won't want it anyway.
He'll be like, Daddy, what's these? I'm like, those aren't for you. Those are poison, kid. Give me those.
Those
are bad for you.
No.
Those
Almond Joy's aren't.
Those will give you a sugar bug.
No.
Kid.
Almond Joy's might be goated if you have crappy taste buds. That's just garbage, man.
I'm just telling y'all.
I'm sorry. So over at
Snickers. Y'all are so off base on Almond Joy.
Kit Kat at 5, Twix at 4. Snickers at 3, Almond Joy at 2.
And
I stand on that.
One of those is not like the other.
I stand on that.
And I can tell you which one it is.
Okay. All right. Dylan, let's play number 1.
Number 1.
You complete me. Should we start a podcast?
M&M's?
Nope.
What? Is there? It's.
Dylan, play it one more time from right that spot.
You complete me. Should we start a podcast?
This guy's been the voice of this confection for a long time now.
Yep.
I don't know, but it should be Reese's Peanut Butter
Cups. That's what I'm thinking it is.
Dylan, play it from the top, please.
If the peanut butter in a Reese's could talk to the chocolate, what would it say? You complete me. Should we start a podcast? Who does your ridges?
Who does your ridges?
It should absolutely be number one because a cold Reese's peanut butter cup is the greatest thing you'll ever
Completely agree. Also, where are we at on the thought of it being a candy bar?
Okay, so this is the one why
this is the confection point.
It comes in a candy bar wrapper.
Yeah.
I think it's a candy bar.
Right, it's rectangle.
It's okay.
It's sold like a candy bar.
Yeah.
In a candy bar wrapper to Alex's
point. Impulse aisle. It's there.
Same aisle. They're all the same. But let me tell you something. I just want to know, and I know your mom and your dad both listen, so I need to ask them this. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, where'd you go wrong with Mike? Because you have him so in line, and then an Almond Joy comes
in
there.
I'm telling you, as Dylan would say, I'm 10 toes down.
10 toes
on this.
Down Almond
just
Joy.
Just out of line, Allie.
What you got, Dylan?
What kid likes coconut in their chocolate?
I did.
No kidding. All kids should.
I did.
That's why my point is like, where'd y'all's parents go wrong? You're so straight, and you need to step out of line harshly.
Carmelo.
I have two quick things. Number one, Mike, my mom is with you. She said Almond Joy should have been number one. So she's right there with
you.
The only minor tweak, your list is just about perfect. The only minor tweak I would make, I would put Kit Kat at 4 and Twix at 5. But that's minor.
Okay, you're just flipping.
Yeah, I'm just flipping.
And Can I also throw this out?
You're perfect.
Let me throw this out, too, before we have to go to commercial break. The Butterfinger, would have been the opposite. Like, it's not even close to an honorable mention. It's so far off the list.
Whoa.
It wouldn't have made the top 10.
That's a little hot take.
It wouldn't have been.
A little hot take.
Butterfinger wouldn't have made the top 10.
Now you're just trying to be controversial.
I'm out. Yeah, now
I could do honorable mention. I'm going 100 grand, payday, like a Baby Ruth. I'm all over these things. Butterfinger, not even close.
Yeah, now you're rage baiting, dog. That's rage baiting.
100 grand over a Butterfinger.
I think you should have put Butterfinger first and started with number one. That's what I think you should have done.
That's been done before. All right, there you go.
If you have any candy bars or confections you would like to add to Mike's list, give us a call right now, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.